This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
This program
one of the best fades in radio history there. Dave, you really nailed it. Hey, fine
thanks,
work.
That's what they teach you in grad school.
Yeah, I'm learning my delay times.
That's very nice. Hot and fresh. You've done it again.
Out the kitchen.
Hot and fresh. Hey, whoa. Come on. All right. Keep your chairs upright, kids. Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. Coming back at you again this week. Took an opportunity. Life is full of opportunities. I took one today. I did not promote the show via my social media outlet. And I should suspect that you found it all the same. Welcome. I am excited for the opportunity we have tonight. Dr. Michael Zoman.
Yes.
You're excited about this opportunity we have, correct?
Obviously.
Yes. Dave.
Just joking.
JK.
Psych. Yeah,
I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
Dave, you're excited, right? Make sure the door is closed. We can't have any of this opportunity getting out into the common areas.
Nope.
We don't want an opportunity rat getting in here and chewing, gnawing at the edges of
gnawing
the opportunity.
Chewing up the scenery of the opportunity we have tonight. My best friend, soon to be yours, Max Pavone, is back, baby.
I'm here and I'm ecstatic.
That's right. He's back, baby.
He sounds almost as excited as me.
He is almost as excited as you.
Wow.
We took an excitement test before the show. And scores came back. Max Pavone, 672 out of a possible 678. And Dr. Michael Zoman, you are not the father.
That's right, 671.
671. Indeed.
So close.
I can't be that baby's father. That baby has elf ears. I don't have no elf ears.
Well, take your cans off so we can investigate them.
Nah.
That's right, cans is radio speak for headphones. Got to make up a new language if you want to sound like you know what you're doing.
Headphones is audio speak for ear speakers.
That's right. You put them over your head, over the head ear speakers. Dave, real quick question.
Yes.
How was Jimmy's show tonight?
It was okay. They drank some beer and talked about it.
Brandon Hoy on the show?
Brandon Hoy was on the show.
And I haven't seen that guy in weeks.
Did he like the beer?
Hard to say.
Did any of them dislike any of the beer?
No, I think it was Roberta's beer, so I think they liked
it.
Oh, yeah. You can't say anything
about Brandon,
it was the
Pizzagate
beer. Were
they sipping on that Pizzagate, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Did Brandon say rock and roll at any point?
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's.
Oh, what's up, Brandon?
Oh, hey.
Haven't seen you in weeks, man.
This is Brandon Hoy.
Dude, how's your bracket looking?
This is Brandon Hoy.
I got knocked out early, too.
Good.
Yeah, mine sucks.
You and Greg, I know. Greg, yeah, Greg's always filling out brackets. March Madness, in case you didn't know.
I think he's got five of them going this time.
I have. I want to take a different opportunity.
I had February Madness.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And how are you okay now?
It ended in psychiatric care.
I thought they wiped that out in the 16th century.
No, I got a case of it, and my brackets were all over the place.
Oh, were they?
Up, down. Wow. Oh,
all around.
You should see my apartment.
Forcibly institutionalized, huh?
Yeah, there's brackets everywhere in there.
Came out hot.
That's right. Who's playing drums tonight in the band? I forget.
I believe that is the drummer from Vanilla Fudge.
Oh, it's Carmine.
Oh, Carmine Apiece. He's still with us, huh? He's still on payroll, or is he doing it freelance 1099?
They let him use the microwave in
tax
there.
Tax season, you know. We got to talk about 1099s real quick. I'm all about it. Dr. Michael Zoman.
I'm more of an 1100 kind of guy.
Breaking news. Breaking news on Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk.
I'm more of an 1100 guy. Get it?
Max Pavone, what say you? 1099?
I don't file my taxes.
Get it?
Punk.
punk. That's punk.
Is that true?
That's as punk as you can get.
No, I file my taxes.
Oh, good.
I file them early and
often.
Often, as many times as you can.
Yeah, I file at least two or three
style,
times a season.
Triple
Ted
file,
Williams
quadruple
style.
File.
Yeah.
You still only pay the same bill or get the same refund.
It's always the same, isn't it? Hey, hold on real quick. It's always the same, isn't it?
What?
The refund?
It.
You know. It's always the same.
Not
man.
For me.
Really?
No.
It's
different
it's
for you.
It's always different.
Yeah.
We should see my apartment.
Brackets everywhere. Well, clean them up because March Madness is
tax
here.
Tax returns, tax refunds,
Dave.
Taxes I owe.
Dave, who
like
you like?
The beautiful
who you
mind
like
of taxes.
Who you got?
Seton Hall going all the way, baby.
You know what? Angel Delgado in the middle. Love his post play. Great footwork and a beast on the boards. Carrington at the point. They got three seniors on the team. I'm loving them. That's my upset special. Let me say it again. Easier. Upset special.
I put FIT as winning the whole thing.
Breaking news on Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. FIT Fashion Institute of Technology, located in New York, New York.
I got the final game against SVU. I think FIT's taking it.
Oh, SVA.
Yeah.
As Special Victims University. What? Come
I
on.
Like Reginald Mapplethorpe.
They don't like to be called victims.
Yeah, player of the tournament.
Giglio Gugliacci.
Yeah, there you go. Some names to look out for. Let's move past this March Madness. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's cured of his.
I might get April Madness. I hope not.
I have an opportunity tonight, and I want you boys to take part.
Especially heinous.
Oh, whoa!
In New York City,
what a hiss on this tape.
Disembodied voice.
Felonies or members
can
of
you
elite
must be from the 90s.
Take the hiss out, please.
Denoise it.
These are their
high pass filter.
The Richard Belzer era.
he was
great.
He wore the blue glasses, right?
Always.
Yeah. I bet he slept really well. His circadian cycles were in really good rhythm.
Circadian
munch.
Man, I'm all over the place with pronunciation, huh?
That's all right, Max. I know you were recently on spring break.
I think that character is like the longest running character on TV ever because he was on
Homicide.
Another show. Yeah, before.
He was on all of them.
Same character.
Yeah.
Is that longer than any of the Simpsons characters, though?
Well, I think like a live action character, like played by an actor.
That character makes an appearance on The X-Files, too.
There you go.
Whoa.
Boom.
Cool.
Now, the only thing, what about...
In your face, sucker!
Whoa, what about Susan Lucci on As the World Turns or whatever?
I don't know.
You
got to
fight with
saw.
Those soap opera kids because they've been on that TV long time.
Hey, someone told me this on us. I was talking to one of my friends.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Know,
somebody
man.
Told you that, yeah. Huh?
This cool, guy man. Told me.
Oh, that's funny. That's very funny.
Thank you.
What's not funny is the opportunity that's before us tonight, and that's to take action. Octoon, baby. Getting that U2 reference out of the way. Bono, checks in the mail. Thank you. It's an uneasy alliance that Bono and I have, but we have an alliance.
Yeah, you think he'd be satisfied at this point?
No, but he's not. He never is. So
I always thought his name was
you know
Bono.
What? Hey, man, really appreciated that time we spent at the Joshua Tree watching our Zoo TV, you know? Just send the check, Bono. That's all you got to do. We're going to take an opportunity for action tonight. And basically, we're talking about action movies. That's right. We're going to get started with some action movies that are going to kick off the March Madness you're about to feel. That's right.
What is this? Indiana Jones?
Die Hard.
Yeah. Sure. It could have played any of them. Conan the Barbarian?
What is this? Rambo?
Twins.
First Blood?
It's Twins.
Oh, look who's talking.
Two.
No, Baby's Day Out when the baby's crawling on the precipice.
Baby's Day Out.
Yeah, Baby's Day Out.
I bet that's pretty good on a
Costanza.
Rewatch, a modern rewatch.
Isn't George Costanza?
His name is Jason Alexander.
Oh, that's Dunstan Checks In. Another great action flick. Is it Walken in that?
I have no idea.
I've never heard of Dunstan Checks In.
It's about a monkey living in a hotel or something.
Yeah, Jason
He's
Alexander.
A bellhop, right?
No, he lives there, man.
He checks in.
No, Michael Richards. Michael Richards is in Dunstan Checks In.
Oh, no, it's Jason Alexander.
No, I Damn. Think it is Michael
I think it's
Richards.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I think it's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Is she related to Richard Dreyfus?
She is, I think, distantly.
Did you hear that Daniel Day-Lewis is quitting acting?
He's done. He's already done.
Well, he's quitting method acting, so he's still going to make movies.
Oh,
he's just not going to be
Margarita.
A jerk about it.
Wow.
Wait, so
How
he's just
going to
like make bad movies now?
I think so.
Whoa, cool. whoa. You made good movies?
Yeah, There Will Be Blood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My Left Foot.
Oh, wow.
Name some more.
In My
the name
Right
of the
Foot.
Father, last
of the last
Mohicans.
Mohican.
Yeah.
He was in that?
He was the last Mohican.
Really?
Actually, yeah. No, technically not, because he was white.
Yeah,
but wasn't that movie pretty old? Mohicans. That must have been very early in his career.
That
right?
was in the 80s.
My like early 90s.
My Left Foot was the first feature I think he did.
Yeah.
I don't know what My Left Foot is.
That's the one where he plays the paralyzed guy who can only paint or write with his foot.
Probably
he
the left one.
He has that disease.
Then he plays the one where he's an IRA boxing coach. I don't know the name of that one. And then Gangs of New York.
In the Name of the Father.
Where he's like a perennially sweaty and greasy-haired man with a top hat who also works as a butcher.
Has a wonky eye, doesn't he?
Yeah. And then that's
kind
of
great action in that.
I don't really.
That's not kind of it. Keep going.
Oh.
Kind of it.
All right.
It's like saying like the Big Bang happened. That's kind of it.
Yeah. He was in that most recent movie, Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Phantom Menace.
Different
film.
Was
he in that Red Dawn movie, that Werner Herzog movie?
No.
No, Red Dawn.
Not Red, Red Dawn.
No.
What's it called?
Red Dawn was
about
the teenagers.
I know. You know the Werner Herzog movie?
Swayze.
Not that. The Werner Herzog movie where everyone lost, like, they were all, like, playing Vietnam POWs, and they all lost, like, a ton of weight. They all look like they're starving to death. So Red something.
Oh, this is interesting.
I don't think I know that
one. No, not Grizzly Man. It's good.
The only like really POW movie I know is Deer Hunter.
You don't know Platoon?
It's not Herzog.
You don't know Apocalypse Now? Platoon.
I mean, neither of those are POW stories.
Well, I guess not.
Good action, though, in Apocalypse Now. That's that Flight of the Valkyries with the helicopters coming in. Charlie don't surf.
Zap them with your sirens, man.
Charlie Don't Surf.
Dennis Hopper, you know, if you want good action, go look for Dennis Hopper, whatever. He's in Boiling Point with Wesley Snipes.
Oh, we got all the balls in the world right here, man.
Yeah.
Rescue Dawn.
Rescue Dawn.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yes.
There's that other one that he made, Aguilar. That's a Herzog movie. It's got
Aguilar.
I believe Dr. Michael Zoman also mispronounced it earlier this week.
Last week, yeah. Let's check the
that
tape.
That movie? What,
yeah, let's check the tape. Oh, he did mispronounce it. That's been capturing the zeitgeist, huh, Dave? We've been referencing.
Can we check the tape?
First song a lot.
Aguilar.
Yep,
I'm not alone.
Checks out. Story checks out. Just for those that don't already know, it's Aguirre, the Wrath of God. Spanish conquistador. Decides to go against his fellow conquistadors because of what he believes is God's plan for him.
A Spanish conquistador
Klaus Kinski. Played by an obvious
originally,
Klaus Kinski.
Originally filmed like halfway with Mick Jagger, but it was taking so long leave. Yeah, and they had to start from the beginning again.
Interesting. Yeah. That would have added a totally different touch. Kinski.
I was wrong. Christian Bale and Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn?
Steve Zahn, man. He's funny, isn't he?
He's pretty
that guy's
good,
funny.
Man.
Funny guy.
Funny guy. Not an action guy.
I'd have
though.
A beer with him, you know?
Hey, man, I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
For eating crackers or pretzels or, you know.
I bet he's a pretzel guy.
You know what? That guy.
Naked pita chips.
He looks like a Pepperidge Farm Nantucket style cookie to me.
Oh, yeah, just going right into it.
Milano.
Right?
A bag of Milano.
Sausalito is one of my favorites, man. They
I like
got
the
all
macadamia
kinds of
and white chocolate.
Those are good, too. Those
I bought
really
a bag
good.
Of those like,
Sausalito
in the last year. Sausalito
with a side of sarsaparilla.
They were
oh,
so
wow.
burned on the
Sioux
bottom.
Sioux City sarsaparilla?
It was crazy. For
a commercial
is there
cookie?
Any other kind?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
I couldn't agree more. A phone call for you, dude. Action. What about...
That's right.
Hey.
John
great,
Williams.
Great swell. Who's doing the score tonight?
John Williams?
Yeah, he's a great swell.
Some Hans Zimmer going.
It's Michael Kamen, actually, according to
Michael
YouTube.
Michael Kamen? Are
really?
You joking?
Yeah,
must
that
have been
guy.
Mislabeled.
The Lion
from the
King
Cayman,
guy?
From the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, the one with the bank accounts?
Yeah, he invented those.
I bet he did.
I figured he found them or something.
He got all that money from making all those cool movie scores. Couldn't agree more. Good for him. Shout out Michael Kamen. Checks in the mail, I'm sure of that. Let's move it up to today's action. Want to talk about action today.
Yeah.
Like today or in modern
times?
No,
like right now.
The theoretical today.
Like
man.
Right now, immediately.
Like the era, the epoch we live in. The era. I suppose some people, academics say era. and data or data. What do you say, data? What do you say?
I would never say that word.
Dr. I think it's data. Max Pavona, my best friend. Back me up here.
Well, I say maple syrup.
So. I say data. Wow.
So I say data.
I say wash instead of warsh.
Yeah.
An egg instead of egg.
Data.
How do you say? How do you say the thing you send a letter in?
Envelope.
An envelope.
I say envelope.
Envelope.
Yeah. I don't think it's right, but...
Address?
Address.
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 Address. Address.
What about the thing that's on the top of a house?
Roof.
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 What about a deer's foot?
Hoof.
Hoof.
Okay, check
that's
this one out,
that's a fun little
right?
game to play, yeah. Is it?
Let me remember how this goes.
Play along at home, kids.
Spell the word folk.
F-O-L-K.
Spell the word polk.
P-O-L-K.
What is the white part of an egg called?
Egg white.
Damn. You didn't fall for it. Mine's that's like a steel trap.
Yeah, that's easily penetrable with a bad joke.
You'd
so he can
surprised.
Salt and spit out the answer.
You'd be surprised.
I know.
That's pretty good, actually.
Who was buried in Grant's tomb? You know what I'm saying?
Tomb? Is that his name?
T-O-M-B. T-O-M-B. Oh, boy, that was fun. Spend a little time on action.
What's the hot action, though?
I mean,
the
hot action now is everybody's loving
Fast
that.
And the Furious franchise.
Well, no, that's over. We can't. Hey.
It's not over.
No, there's another movie in the works.
They keep making those movies.
Look.
Just because that one guy passed away, got rest
too
in
soon.
Peace.
Too soon.
That was like three movies ago,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they've continued
what
on
they,
that
they used his brother. 15? They used his brother as like a body double to finish the one they were making when he died, and then they just kept going.
Damn, like wow. when John Belushi died and they used Jim Belushi as his double
he
in that
wanted
one
it
movie.
That day.
I don't know. I feel like the brother is taking liberties there.
What?
The
what
Statue
do you mean?
Of Liberty?
What?
What
they,
do you
probably,
mean?
They probably sold it as him
David
honoring
Copperfield
it.
Has made the statue.
Carmen
breaking
San Diego
news,
style?
Breaking news.
Dave
breaking
just
news.
Said someone stole the Statue of Liberty.
Breaking news. Breaking news. You're going to hear it first tonight. Robertus Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk. David Copperfield has stolen the Statue of Liberty again.
Someone call Ellis Island.
Somebody call 311 to see if offside parking's on for tomorrow. Somebody has stolen the Statue of Liberty. Max Pavona, where is the Statue of Liberty?
I mean, I assume, like most things that have been disappeared, it's somewhere in between my couch cushions.
Wrong.
Okay.
It's actually worth it's active.
Can I but, guess?
Fine. All right. Fine.
Inside the hollow earth.
No. It's too big for that. It's with all the left socks.
It's not too big for that.
No,
by the way.
What do you mean? How big?
Do you know how big the earth is?
How big do you think it is?
It's like 700 feet tall.
There's the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Yeah, easily, right? 700 feet tall.
The whole earth.
The whole earth is something probably like 5,000 miles or something. More? I don't know.
Which is more, 700 feet or
5,000
miles?
Not all the way around, halfway around the earth.
Are we talking about it with spherical earth theory?
No, straight.
Okay. So the earth is a square.
Yeah, cube earth theory.
Yeah.
Right. Cube the earth
is cubed.
Flat earth theory
that means
are
compatible,
right?
Three of them.
I saw this awesome idea for a reality show where they just give flat earthers money to go try to find the edge of the world.
Are you serious?
That's yes. Brilliant.
That's outstanding.
You know what? I just
and they send a Shark Tank documentary way. Crew with them to film them trying to find the edge of the earth.
When does this start?
I don't know. I don't think it's not in production
Who's
yet. But
green
it's a very
lighting
good idea.
Who's
green lighting I'm green lighting it right now.
Yeah. Hey, heard it from Mike first.
Yeah.
Get it in the works.
Dr. Michael Zoma presents.
Get him a budget by tomorrow, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Rich Daddy
hold
will
on,
pay
hold
for
on,
it.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Okay. You guys.
Yeah. What if hold on, just between us. Let's do an aside right now. Quick aside.
You guide it.
Let's do an aside real quick, just between us. Let's leave Dave out of this, all right?
Dave, take your cans off.
Dave, take your cans off.
Okay.
Listener
do
at
it!
Home, listener at home, you're cool too, right? Heritage Radio, maybe they should maybe put a little money towards greenlighting this cool
that's
venture. It's a really good idea, right?
What do you need, a couple GoPros?
Right. And then
Steadicam mount?
What's our budget, you know?
Well, how much does a GoPro go? I mean, you can just strap the Mevo
hold on,
to somebody.
Hold on,
what
hold
does
on.
This guy need? A
hold
boat?
Hold on. Let's up the ante. Let's give them a per diem, and they have to use the per diem to advance themselves to the end of the world. And when they get to the end of the world, then they get a big cash prize.
If they find the edge of the earth.
If they find the edge of the earth.
Yeah. It's a contest.
All right, cool.
It should be like a race to find the edge of the earth.
Let's get my high-powered Hollywood friend in here, and we'll try to greenlight this. Good. Let's get back to the show, guys.
I think it's time to do some free associating by just naming the action movies.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Free associate.
Crawl.
End of Days.
Nice.
Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
You guys are starting at a weird end of the spectrum.
Ice Pirates.
Iron Sky.
Time Bandits.
Good one.
You're a funny guy, Sally. I like you. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
Commando. Remember when I told you I was going to kill you last? Yeah, I lied. Yeah.
Eraser.
Oh, damn. Oh, are we going to fall down Arnold vein here? Or are we going to?
I got plenty of others.
Bullshit. Batman Bullshit. Forever.
Bullshit.
Oh, shit. Is that the one with Arnold?
I hope so. That's what I was trying to do.
Jesus, chill out.
It's time for you to chill.
I got to say Cobra.
I'm putting your plans on ice.
I got to say Cobra. It's a feature-length film. It runs at 84 minutes. And every ounce, every second means something. Cobra.
Roadhouse.
Nice.
10 to Midnight.
I do tend to look at... Oh, that's nice. I do tend to look at Roadhouse as a action drama thriller.
I watched it this year. In the last year, it's pretty good.
It's so good.
Stephanie never seen it. She couldn't believe her. She couldn't believe her eyes or her ears.
Yeah, well...
When they have stand-up sex all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the monster.
Stand-up... Facing each other, sex.
Yeah, and then there's the monster truck through Bizarre the car angle. Dealership, which I love. My favorite scene. Oh, and when he rips his throat out and throws the guy in the canal.
Kickboxer.
Oh,
is that Kumite? Yes. Is that Kickboxer?
No, that's Bloodsport.
Bloodsport.
Kumite, yes.
Kickboxer is the one where he goes to avenge his brother who's murdered in the ring, but it's not the Kumite that he's a part of.
Bloodsport. Yeah, that was actually filmed. We talked about this earlier. Filmed in Kowloon Walled City, in Hong Kong, before they tore it down.
I was in Hong Kong. Hong Kong's small.
Kowloon Walled City was in Hong Kong.
I didn't know.
Yes.
I thought it was in China somewhere.
No, well, Hong China Kong's proper. Pretty close to China.
Yeah, well, I remember when Hong
at the
Kong
time,
was
at the time that it was filmed, it was not part of China.
That was before 1999. It reverted back to China, I believe. I remember when it became autonomous.
I remember when we just called it the Ottoman Empire.
Wasn't that the plot of Rush Hour?
I've never seen Rush Hour.
Hey, fun fact, Cherie was born in Hong Kong.
I thought you were going to say she was in Rush Hour.
She was in Rush Hour 2.
No, she was in Rush Hour 2. She was
Jackie Chan's stunt double.
No, Chris Tucker's stunt double.
The last action hero.
Oh, what about Yankee Knights or whatever? Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan. Or no,
Yankee
was it? Oh,
Knights?
No.
It's called
no.
Last Night in Paris.
No, that's not
it's Last Tango in Paris.
Whatever it is, somebody
Tango
grab a
cash.
Stick of butter.
Jackie Chan puts the stick of butter in Owen Wilson's ass.
Whoa.
It happens.
Oh, gracious. You just lost the game.
God. We got to go to a break. We got to cleanse the studio.
That was disgusting.
Dave, come on. Take us to
this
a break.
Some porno
we're
going to
hose
Dave.
It down. We're going to come back. A lot of fun stuff. Stick around.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place.
Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Go ahead and back up that statement. Thank you, Brandon. Coming back to second half. Crunch time. Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network. Punk. You found it. Congratulate yourself. You know what? Let's have the studio audience congratulate you for finding it. Wonderful stuff. Dr. Michael Zoman. My best friend, Max Bobona.
I think you should be sweetening this up with a lot of laugh tracks, Dave, for the rest of the episode. Let's really make this seem hilarious, okay?
That's right.
Can you just sweeten this whole thing up?
Yeah, sweeten it up. Let's scoop the mids and sweeten it up.
Sweeten it up. Come on. Let me get some of that. Those canned chuckles in my ears.
Dead people laughing.
Come on.
That laugh track is from when? 40s?
I think they update it.
What laugh track?
I think they update it every year with new people.
No, they look don't.
He's got a whole lot of options, I think, over there. He sure does.
I couldn't agree more.
Take my wife.
Please.
That's right. We're gonna go
get
ahead.
No respect.
She controls the money.
Yeah,
she, or whatever.
She controls the money for the tickets to the Eddie Murphy show.
My kid's not gonna see anything that dirty.
I don't. Yeah, not the filth and flarn. Oh.
Anyway,
Mr. Gorbachev, turn on the show.
Go ahead and just recap everything we talked about before the show.
Yes, that's right. Pre-pro meeting at Cipriani's Fida. yeah.
Let's get back into it.
Okay.
Welcome back. In a continuing series on lectures of topics of importance, we now bring you the latest installment. A brief history of spring break. Brought to you by Roberta's Radio.
Max, this is the Roberta's Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
It's like a book on tape.
Yes.
I'm just confused because I thought we were doing laugh tracks through the
Not during the lecture series.
No, this isn't.
Nothing
this is Eric's new segment.
This. Oh, okay. 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 Yeah, sorry.
Let him breathe.
I'm just
going
to listen up.
Mile one. We all know how important spring break is to young American culture. And without it, we wouldn't have summer Fridays or paid time off.
Sundays.
Or food poisoning from the Chinese food restaurant that you always order from. But tonight, we discuss a brief history of spring break. In the beginning, there was college. College wasn't very much fun. It was all reading, writing, and arithmetic.
No recess, no gym.
No, they actually did not develop recess until the late 17th century.
No lunch?
No lunch at all.
No extracurriculars?
It was rather monastic. One would be sent away to college.
No religion, too?
No nap time?
No, they had religion, Dave. Thanks for bringing that up. No nap time, no cookies, no milk. Times were tough. The sky was dark. The sun never shone. Took a brave man, brave woman, brave person, whoever that person may be. It's been lost. It's been lost to history. It's been lost. No one knows.
No. Maybe it was Aristotle.
No, it was actually much before Aristotle's time.
Socrates?
Aristotle is like 1920s.
Who's first? Plato?
Plato's first, and he's like 1901. Then Aristotle comes along, 1920. Now, don't get me wrong. These guys were kings of the beach. They were cool dudes. Very cool dudes.
Oh, I know who changed everything.
And progressive.
I figured it out.
Oh, you did?
Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Avalon was the guy. A lot of people don't know. Sky was dark, sun never shone. Frankie Avalon was the one, and well, he had an accomplice, Annette Funicello.
Together they ripped the clouds apart.
Together, with their beach blanket, they sailed high into the sky to rip the clouds apart, to bring sun to the beach. And when the sun came to the beach, well, the kids, locked up in the classroom, there were windows, tiny windows, but there were windows. Kids saw the sun, and they began to rebel against the establishment, the teachers, the teachocracy, as it were. Soon enough, the numbers had strengthened to the point that the teachers couldn't contain the kids anymore, so they had to strike a deal. So Frankie Avalon and the headmaster met. Frankie Avalon said, "Look, man, I'll do this once a year. March-ish. Give me a window. Can't work every day." He's not Santa Claus. A lot of people don't know. Frankie Avalon isn't Santa Claus.
He was a major motion picture star.
Yes, he wasn't Santa Claus. So he said, "Look, man, I need like a range of dates. Let me see if Annette's good. We'll do it. We'll make it happen. We'll play some bingo afterwards." Big bingo heads, man, the headmaster. And so they struck a deal. And every year around this time, the kids decamp from the institutions of higher learning and head to the beach.
Frankie Avalon rides a beach blanket.
That's right.
Across the sky and tears a hole in the clouds.
Yes, he does.
Above Fort Lauderdale.
Just for the kids, man.
Above the Florabama coastline.
Just for the kids. Above the Redneck Riviera.
What's it? What island?
South Padre Island. South Padre, baby. You know what? Sleeper pick for this year's March Madness.
Myrtle Beach.
North Padre Island. Very chill. 70 miles long, 1 mile wide. Total like windsurfer's paradise. Nationally protected lakeshore. Very chill. Do it. Lake Havasu is a man-made lake in Arizona that kids frolic to.
So they ride around on this beach blanket, just tearing the sky open.
That's right, and the kids rejoice.
Kids spring break.
The kids play this kind of music, this style of music.
MTV rents a house.
That's right, but they still do, right?
I don't know.
I don't either.
So does that conclude your lecture?
I think what we have to understand now is that spring break is among us. It walks among us, truly.
What do you think is an appropriate age to stop thinking about spring break at all?
Probably 64.
I was thinking more like 32, maybe 27.
I mean, spring break is
24.
Spring break is a mind style, you know, not a lifestyle, man.
It's not a death style.
So I'm 30, and I never went to spring break.
Really?
Can I go now?
You can.
Did you go to college?
I think you'd have better odds if you waited until you were old and then went. If you just cussed and danced crazy, they would love it.
I wasn't enough to go to spring break when I was
I never
in college.
Went to spring break.
We drove down to South Padre Island, 26 hours from Bloomington, Indiana.
It was a long drive.
It's a very long drive. With no weed, longer drive. Anyways, we move out of our lecture series.
I thought I was on tour in my band.
Thank you for listening. All right, let's fade that out really quickly. Whew.
Can't do it quick enough.
I know, can't do it quick enough. Senor Frogs, Carlos and Charlie's, foam parties, 30 packs of whatever. Let's do it. Spring break. And that moves us right into the next part of our show, which is game time.
It's time for an intense game.
Game time. What time is it, Dave?
Where's the it's game time bumper? Where's the game time bumper?
Come on, let's do the game time bumper.
All right, the name of this week's game
game.
Is What Would You Do?
Game time.
Very good.
There it is. Nice.
Right, can you put that on my mic for the next few words I'm going to say? What would you do?
Do.
Come on. I know you can do it.
What would you do?
Here's some action-packed scenarios. I'm going to ask Max and Eric what they would do. Okay, you can turn it off now. All right, you ready?
I think so.
You are a cook on a battleship's final voyage when a group of caterers who are actually ex-CIA commandos take control, intending to sell the ship's Tomahawk torpedoes to North Korea. What do you do?
All right. Eric, do you want to answer first or should I answer
first? Can I steal? I just want to steal.
Yeah.
I want to steal. I want to channel my inner Steven Seagal. I want to go under siege. I want to nail this thing to the wall, baby. We're eating prime rib. We're eating filet mignon. We're doing lobster thermidor. Man, we're having creme brulee for dessert, baby. Let's go.
All right, Max, what would you do?
Can I get the thing on my microphone for my answer?
No.
All right. I would request it's gone again. All right. If this was me, I would make contact with this is really disorienting. I have to be honest
What's
with you,
the
Dave.
Matter,
you
know, Max? Let him do his thing. You let him fly, hang. Dave. Let him fly.
It's kind of hard for me to get in the mode when I keep
flipping right,
Let
him, get his, groove on. Let him get his groove on. Let him fly.
I would reach out to my friend, another ex-CIA operative, and ask him to come out frogman style. Set some mines underneath the boat, blow it up, and sink the ship with everything with on everything it.
Sacrifice myself. That was amazing. All right, scenario two. This one's called Dark Territory. You're on a train from Denver to Los Angeles to attend your brother's funeral when the train is hijacked by mercenaries led by a former U.S. government hacker who intends to get secret nuclear codes from two fellow passengers who work for the Defense Department via torture while the train is traveling through a remote area where there is no radio contact.
What do you do? Oh, wow. I'm blown away. I'm simply blown away. It's not Blown Away starring The Bridges and Tommy Lee Jones, but I feel like Tommy Lee Jones should be involved.
I think Max wants to go first this time.
Max, steal it.
I'd like to steal. All right. I would take the briefcase EMP that I have with me. I'd set off the EMP. Then, using my backup backpack generator, I'd set up my own computer to run interference. I'd connect him into the computer via a cerebral helmet, and then I would torture him in virtual reality until he gave up the secrets himself. Every time he dies, I bring him back again.
That was totally sick once again.
Oh, wow.
Max, you are really good at this game. All right, scenario three.
All right.
You are a Chicago detective who trained in the martial arts in Japan and are a former CIA agent in the Vietnam War. You find out that your former chief officer in the CIA is connected to a drug ring, but you're forced to turn in your badge because you're too close to the case. What do you do?
May I?
Yeah.
I'd get in my time machine. I'd go back to Blockbuster. And I'd rent that Steven Seagal movie. That is exactly what I'd do. And you know what I'd get?
What?
I'd get some Orville Redenbacher popcorn. And I'd get some of that. Now, this is the beginning. Like, they didn't do this before, but they had that. They developed that thing. It was almost in, like, a honey bear jar. But it was just the butter topping you could buy at the store.
The shakers.
Like,
disgusting.
That's what I'd do.
Also, I think you mean you would go above the law. What would you do, Max? Let me hear this.
I was in a different state of mind. First, I would establish what the clear and present danger was. Then, once that was established, I would send an elite troop of Navy SEALs to identify the target, launching a drone
strike for the fugitive,
which unfortunately happens to fall on a child's birthday party.
That's pretty dark.
Are you ready for scenario four, the final scenario?
Yes.
In the game, what would you do?
Yes.
You are the host, a frequent guest, and the engineer of a Brooklyn-based podcast studio located inside a restaurant that is heavily associated with a child pornography ring.
Wow.
Another frequent guest reveals to you that he is part of the fascist right wing, and he has a bomb strapped around his torso that is going to explode precisely at 7:15.
What do you do? I would go to the tiki bar and get a shot of of buttermilk, and I would toast to the good times.
Cool. I think Max might be in a totally different headspace.
I think maybe that if it didn't happen in a Steven Seagal movie, he wouldn't know what to do, thus leaving him impaired.
He's going to think of something.
I would start breathing really heavily because, okay, as we all know, that increases adrenaline.
Wrong.
Yeah, no, he's onto something here. I like
the harder
this adrenaline
you breathe,
rush idea.
The more your adrenaline comes up, right?
Wrong.
Then I take two cables from a battery, attach them to my nipples, and I shock myself up to 200 volts. And then I come in and I detach the bomb from his chest with my teeth.
And thank
then I'd
you.
Probably call my friends and loved ones and let them know that I'm close to the end.
Yeah, this thing is going to take you out. If you started running now, you would still die.
What's that, Fallout?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the Fallout.
It's the Fallout. The Fallout would get you.
I got this nuclear product from these Libyan terrorists in this mall parking lot.
What is that, plutonium or uranium?
Where?
I can't
what
remember
mall?
Which one it was.
What mall? The Philmont County Mall?
Somewhere like that.
Chill,
yeah,
man.
I had a friend who got gunned down there by a bunch of Somalians.
Actually, the Aeropostale there has some sick sales going on right now. And they have a Spencer's. Chill.
Sick. I need to get a full body size condom.
You know what? Hold on. Hold on.
I once got mistaken for a Spencer's employee.
Hold on real quick. Dave. Dave, will you just pull up the budget real quick? Where are we at this month? Because I feel like we should get the limo over here. We should go to a mall. You want to go to a mall?
Let's go to that Palisades Mall.
The Palisades Mall is really cool.
Well, maybe
it's the nicest mall in Missouri.
Maybe what we should do is a little
there
mall
are four
run.
Floors.
Maybe like four
I
malls.
I have access to a vehicle right now. Maybe I should go to the mall on Friday.
Whoa, dude.
It's fun.
There's an IMAX screen there.
Yep. It's good.
No, you got
there's a bowling alley in the mall.
It's called Lucky Strikes. Been there, too.
I've been to the Lucky Strike in downtown D.C.
I was back in Phoenix.
There's also a Dave & Buster's in there.
I was back in Phoenix Thanksgiving before last to see Cherie's old man. He lives there. And we had a really good time Thanksgiving. Spatchcock the bird. Had some brewskis. Watched a little soccer,
Break
football.
Off bones.
Football, as Mike calls it. And we went to the... what's
Is it
the
Arizona
name?
Mills?
No. Well, yes. The Arizona
I've been
Mills.
To Arizona Mills.
The iced tea factory?
It's huge.
We went to the mall. It
Arizona
was awesome.
Mills.
I think they call it something else.
That's
now.
Like an outlet mall kind of that has a huge movie theater.
Oh, no, not that one.
I've been
not
to
that one. We went to this other mall.
Mike's been to the Arizona Mills.
I've been there more than once. It's really hot in Phoenix. If you have
Scottsdale,
nothing to do for a
Scottsdale.
Couple hours, you got to go to a mall.
Yeah, we went to the mall on Black Friday. It was crazy. Yeah. It was nuts.
You went on
There's
a Black
people,
Friday?
Yeah,
you get
we
to
went
Phoenix
on Black Friday.
4 o'clock on accident. Door, the load-in time is until 7:30. What are you going to do?
Sit inside.
Mall. Yeah, go to the mall.
Yeah.
It's 102 in the shade.
You can get 2-for-1 apps
at
Applebee's.
Crazy. We went to the mall. It was nuts. There were lines outside certain stores. They would only let certain amounts of people in at a time.
Well, they were probably trying to avoid
fire
death.
Fire code, man.
Death
There's
by trampling.
Some kind of a, what was that band?
God forbid somebody starts smoking in
Providence,
there.
Providence, Great White, is that what they were called?
What were they called? I don't know.
You know what
Which band?
About.
Great White?
The Pyrotechnics.
Weren't they like a
Zeppelin
cover band?
The Pyrotechnics and the Tiny Club. That
oh,
like
they killed everybody?
At the station in Providence. Yeah. Oh, geez, that's too soon.
I don't remember.
Great, too soon, that was like... 15 years ago.
Wasn't Great White
Chuck
a Zeppelin
Klosterman
cover band?
Piece. No, Great White was actually a predominant hair metal band. MTV laden. MTV dripped.
But
soaked.
At that point, they were playing like a 250.
It was 2001, I think.
And they were blasting pyrotechnics inside it, and it burst into flames. And
yeah,
I do remember that.
100 some people died.
Yeah,
it was a tragedy.
That's happened recently too.
Tragedy.
I don't know.
Chuck Klosterman's story on that. Often. He hangs out with that dude. And they end up like doing some partying in this guy's van, celebrating the memory of the station and all the people that were there. A very strange.
That's how you
story.
Celebrate it.
Read the story.
Shooting up
own.
In a van?
No, not shooting up. Oh, heaven.
Cutting your arm, just rubbing drugs into the arm.
Jimi Hendrix style, cutting a slit in your forehead so you could jam drugs into it, and then tying a bandana around it. That's how he got his musical powers.
Yeah.
That's why he died so young.
I heard he's good, too. I've never checked it out.
Hold on real quick. I heard this rumor earlier, and we're gonna leave on this note. Food for thought. A little food for thought.
Not food for your mouth.
No, food for your mind. From Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk. So rumor has it that many members of the 27 Club, right? Like rock stars that died when they were 27, had in their possession at the time a white lighter. And I present to you, from my pocket, a white lighter.
What, are you trying to be part of the 37 Club?
Well, I'm asking, what does the 37 Club have?
Congenitive heart failure, maybe like early onset
diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah. A lot of times of trying to turn your life around.
Yeah.
Colorectal issues. Maybe some heart disease, some minor heart disease. Maybe something
heart
with
disease.
Receding with hairline, the first signs of crow's feet. Not,
on and off feelings that it's time to give it up.
Weight gain. Yeah. Just
probably,
food for thought.
Probably
food
a erectile dysfunction.
I mean, you know.
I'm not hearing a no.
Yeah.
What's the name of those pills they sell at the bodega? It's supposed to increase
Spanish fly?
No.
Samurai.
Samurai?
Yeah.
All that garbage.
Does it work?
I don't know.
I figured you'd have tried it.
There's samurai and there's rhinoceros. I've wanted to try one just for the hell of it, but then I read a thing that said that it could actually contain Spanish fly, which is closely related to arsenic, which can kill you.
Yeah.
So, on you know Spanish fly will kill you?
No.
If you do
enough
of it?
No, just like
listening,
a micro
listening
brain.
To that Herb Alpert song, you know? on that note, kids.
But I thought it got chicks horny.
We want to get out of here.
Necrophiliac, it does.
Oh my God! Goodness gracious!
If you've visited the site WebMD more than twice in the past 7 days, then go to the doctor.
Then email me. email@gmail.com.
Yes, Dr. Michael Zoman. He's a great
also, if you
third
know where
opinion.
I should, where I should drive this car? Please let me know as well. I can't decide.
If you haven't gone to WebMD twice in the past 7 days, then.
Don't email me. I'm getting a lot of emails right now.
Peace
I do not
and
have
love.
Time. To,
peace
and
love.
I don't have time to respond to all these
then
emails.
Then tune in next week to Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network. Punk. Hashtag Dave rules when he shows up. Hashtag Max, thanks for coming. Hashtag Dr. Michael Zoman, what up, dude?
Hashtag what up, dude?
Yeah. Good night. Thank you.
Hashtag.